And like us, I poured it down the drain. 'Cause I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go was wrong. And baby, I know you got your radio on, so this is my bad comeback song. I know I said I wouldn't miss you, but now I'm saying I'm a fool. You're on the feel-good side of leaving, and I'm the backside of a mule. And I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go. Laying down without you in this king size empty bed, and I wish I had my arms around you, but I'll just dream of you instead. 'Cause I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The demolition of the entire east wing of the White House is expected to be complete by this weekend. The president making his way for his new ballroom. The cost, about $300 million, $100 million more than the original estimate.
Critics say Trump is tearing down history. Built in 1902, the East Wing houses the First Lady's offices and serves as the public visitor's entrance. Former First Lady Hillary Clinton dismayed, posting, "It's not his house, it's your house, and he's destroying it."
ABC's Mary Bruce at the White House. This is day 23 of the government shutdown, lawmakers no closer to a deal that would reopen it. Another strike on what the White House says is a drug smuggling boat off the coast of South America, this time in the Eastern Pacific. For the first time in more than 500 years, the King of England and the head of the Catholic Church prayed together today at Rome, Charles and Camilla there for a show of unity with Pope Leo. This is ABC News.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Following Pella Corporation's acquisition of WeatherShield in July and during manufacturing month this October, the companies are giving back to their communities. As part of Pella's celebration of Weathershield joining the Pella family of brands, the Pella Rollscreen Foundation announced it will award three $10,000 grants to three nonprofits, one in each of the three Wisconsin communities in which Weathershield operates. The grants will support equine therapy for veterans, Operation Horses Heal located north of Medford and Westboro, plans to expand equine-related support to veterans through the purchase of a mobile outreach unit. This nonprofit supports veterans, active service members, and their families through equine-related activities that reduce stress and isolation. STEM education at the Fab Lab. The school district of Ladysmith will be able to purchase new equipment to support the ongoing success of the district's fabrication laboratory, or Fab Lab. Fab Labs provide hands-on experience in science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics. And food pantry support. The Lord's Cupboard in Park Falls will use its grant to purchase food to support community members in Price County and Southern Ashland County who are facing food insecurity. Bob Foote, president of Weathershield, stated, quote, "The culture of caring throughout Weathershield and Pella Corporation is what makes us not only a great place to work, but also a strong community champion. As Weathershield continues building a relationship with Pella, we look forward to future opportunities to invest in our team members, our commitment to innovation, and our support of our communities." End quote. Thursday, November 13th, from 5:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., North Central Technical College in Phillips is hosting a basic life support CPR course. This is an American Heart Association-approved course, and it covers adult and pediatric CPR and FBAO, two-rescue CPR, barrier devices, and AED. This course focuses on the needs of the professional caregiver. Successful completion includes American Heart Association certification that is valid for 2 years. A textbook is required and can be purchased at NTC's campus store. The cost of the class is $40 plus a textbook. To learn more and register, you can visit ntc.edu. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, November 13th from 5:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. over at North Central Technical College in Phillips. What's spookiest on Halloween? Lisa Hale reports on how you can keep your little monsters safe.
Stories of razor blades and apples and other such horrors have resulted in hypervigilance by parents at Halloween. So what are the best practices to remain safe this trick-or-treating season?
I think when we talk about safety in general, every year somewhere in the country, there tends to be some sort of concern about candy. Now, is it happening everywhere? No.
That's Lieutenant Megan Cash, the Public Information and Community Resources Officer with the Appleton Police Department. To stay safe and for peace of mind, Cash says there are steps parents and kids can take to ensure their candy and other treats are safe.
Wait till you get home looking through that candy. Know where you're going trick-or-treating. Understand some of those concerns can still exist, but more of that concern is about just like making sure things aren't unwrapped.
Cash said when choosing a costume, to avoid long trailing fabric that can be a tripping hazard. If your child is wearing a mask, make sure the eye holes are large enough for them to see clearly, or forgo the mask completely and use makeup instead. Give trick-or-treaters flashlights or glow sticks to help them see better, and so drivers can see the little monsters, ghosts, witches, and Power Rangers better.
Trying to maintain that visibility is really important. But let's say you are going as a group, staying in that group, making sure that when you're moving in that group that you're staying on the sidewalks. Crossing the road safely is really important. You know, looking both ways.
Check with your local municipality for trick-or-treating days and times. And as you prepare for the spooky night, make it less scary by using safety tricks that make treats even better. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Panacqua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Panacqua Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Panacqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at PanacquaCars.com.
The Bucks win the opener. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks with a 133-120 win over the Wizards in Milwaukee. Giannis scoring 37 points, the most in his career for the first game of the season. NFL, Packers defensive end Micah Parsons named NFC Defensive Player of the Week after three sacks Sunday against the Cardinals. This week, the Packers play the Steelers in Pittsburgh on Sunday Night Football. Jordan Love asked, when's the last time he heard from Aaron Rodgers?
We texted a couple weeks ago.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah, we shoot each other texts every now and then. You know, a lot of it is just saying good luck throughout the season. You know, A-Rod texted me and it's great to be able to hear from him.
Aaron Rodgers with reporters in Pittsburgh.
What are your emotions heading into Sunday?
Just excited about the game. It would feel different if it was going back to Green Bay. But I have a lot of love for the organization. But, you know, if we were playing in Lambeau, that would be a little different feeling for sure.
That's Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a shower or two possible. Our high right around 44 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid-20s for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34. 98 Q Country.
Been playing at a room on the strip for 10 years in Vegas. And every night she looks in the mirror and she only ages. She's been reading about Nashville and all the records that everybody's buying. Says I'm a simple girl myself, grew up on Long Island. So she packs her bags to try her hand. Says this might be my last chance. She's gone country. Look at them boots. She's gone country. Back to her roots. She's gone country. A new kind of suit. She's gone country. Here she comes. Well, the folk seems dead, but he's holding out in the village. He's been writing songs, speaking out against wealth and privilege. He says, I don't believe in money, but a man could make him a killing. 'Cause some of that stuff don't sound much different than dealing. I hear down there, it's changed, you see. Well, they're not as backward as they used to be. He's gone country. Look at them boots. He's gone country. Back to his roots. He's gone country. A new kind of suit. He's gone country. Here he comes. To LA, but he's got a house in the valley. But the bills are piling up, and the pop scene just ain't on the rally. And he says, honey, I'm a serious composer, schooled in voice and composition. But with the crime and the smog these days, this ain't no place for children. Lord, it sounds so easy, it shouldn't take long. Be back in the money in no time at all. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes. Vacation for the honeymoon.
A couple tickets all inclusive down in Cancun. I couldn't get my money back, so I'm in seat 7A. I'm getting drunk on a plane. I bet the fella on the aisle thought I was crazy, 'cause I taped your picture to the seat back right beside me. Now I've got empty mini bottles filling both our trays. I'm getting drunk on a plane.
Fine drinks for everybody but the pilot, it's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G. This is some sexy lady pouring coke and whiskey. Told her about my condition. Got a little mile high flight attention. It's Mardi Gras up in the clouds. I'm up so high, may never come down. I'll try anything to drown out the pain. They all know why I'm getting drunk on a plane. This date marked on the calendar forever. We take that new wet limo airport ride together. I feel like a plastic groom alone there at the top of the cake. So hey, I'm getting drunk on a plane.
Buying drinks for everybody but the pilot. It's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G6. Stewardess is something sexy. Got a little mile high flight attention. It's Mardi Gras up in the clouds. I'm up so high, may never come down. I'll try anything to drown out the pain. They all know why I'm getting drunk on a
first class, so I can drink that cheap champagne out of a real glass. And when we land, I'll call her up and tell her, kiss my, yeah, you know, 'cause hey, I'm drunk on a plane.
Buying drinks for everybody but the pilot, it's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G6. Stewardess is some sexy lady pouring coke and whiskey.
Dierks Bentley, 98Q Country, and our 98Q Day of Giving, benefiting his House of Hope. Let's have a little fun. Let's update you on the bid items. All right, got a lot of bid items that are available for you to have a little fun with here today. Go to 98QCountry.com. You click on the big blue His House of Hope banner on the front. Auctions at the top, little tab. It'll take you right where I'm looking at here. Action City, how about 4 all-day passes to run around, do whatever you want. It's almost a $200 value. Current bid is at $30. Bader's Sports Center, $15 gift card. Need an opening bid on that. Cabin Creations, a $10 gift card. Someone has bid $10. Thank you. We have another Cabin Creations gift card that needs an opening bid. We have a real cool chair and cooler donated by Prevail Bank. And the starting bid on that is $10. If you don't bid on it, I'm going to, because that's a real nice chair. A cozy coffee and hot chocolate basket, courtesy of BW Paper Systems and Four Seasons. That needs an opening bid, I believe, of $5. We got a couple of Dollar General gift cards, $10. You can start the bidding at $5 on those. El Cavanzo Mexican Restaurant, $25 in Phillips. Opening bid is $5 on that. Full day Muskie River Guide for $2. The current bid on that is at $10. Mr. Cervenka, a guided fishing through the rivers of Wisconsin. Need an opening bid on that. Phillips Lumber Do It Best Hardware got a $20 gift card. And $5 is the opening bid on that. Ross's Sports Shop, half-day guided service for $2. Looking for an opening bid on that of $10. We have a couple of St. Croix rods. And these are, I think one of them is about a $500 value. The other $400. One's a rod, both are rod and reel. One of them has a $100 bid on it. The other one needs an opening bid. So if you love to fish, check out the specs on those. We've got all the specs right there on the listing. Studio One Salon and Day Spa, $25 gift certificate and some other goodies with that. Need an opening bid. You Create Studios, a $20 ice cream certificate and some other goodies like a paint party and a door sign. Need an opening bid on that. And Wisconsin Badger basketball tickets, real nice seats for November. We have a current bid on those two tickets of $150. If you want to bid on any of these items, you call us and or email wcqm@civicmedia.us or text us through the free Civic Media app. Again, you can view all the items and take a look at the description of them. 98qcountry.com webpage, big blue His House of Hope banner, and then at the top of the page there's a little auction tab, and that'll take you right there. Pledge-wise, we're at $3,240. Thank you, Connie. Connie Barhorst, thank you for your pledge of $150. As you know, that's matched. That is matched. So everything is being doubled. Our goal is $15,000, and up to $12,000 of that is going to be matched. So we're looking to make it a big day for His House of Hope, and we'll be talking more with the folks involved with that in just a little bit. If you would like to give, maybe you're in a position in your life where you have a little something extra to give. This is a great place to do just that. Whether it's $5, $10, $100, $1,000, whatever you can do, it's staying local. It's making an impact in our community right here. We do this once a year, and every single year just amazes me. The people that step forward and say, yes, Joel, we'll help out, and we'll make this local make this local fundraiser just a huge success. And I'm confident we'll do that, but it won't happen unless, you know, everybody just kind of chips in a little bit. If you want to call, make a pledge, you don't have to come in today with the 5 or 10 or 20 or 500 or 5,000, whatever you got. You can just pledge it, and you can come in via check or cash and pay for it by a week from Friday. We usually like to get that in a week. Our annual Day of Giving with His House of Hope continues here on 98Q Country. Home, auto, and life insurance. Keeping track of it all can feel overwhelming. That's why Forward Insurance makes it simple with bundled insurance options designed to save you time and money. With one point of contact and personalized coverage, you'll get the peace of mind you need without the stress. Insurance made simple. Call Forward Insurance today to get started, helping you protect what matters most. Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantees. May lose value. Not insured by any government agency. Not a deposit.
At Enbridge, we're proud to give back to the places we call home. Our employees live, work, and give locally as neighbors, friends, and colleagues, fueling regional economies. Tax contributions from our pipelines and facilities flow back into the community, funding schools, infrastructure, and services that matter. Together, we're investing in the future. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS. Tomorrow is on.
Let's head on down to Wheelway and have a chat with Pete down there. Right, we've got some great things going on in our community, and Wheelway always community-minded, and this month doing some great things. Right, Pete?
Absolutely. What a great organization. Lord's Cupboard. We're doing it for the next couple weeks. Let's make sure we take advantage of this opportunity and give out to all the needs for the Lord's Cupboard for the next couple weeks. We have a drop box down here. Make sure you get down here and bring all the items that they're looking for.
All right, got some great vehicles on the lot. Boy, some 24s, even 25s, Pete.
Joel, it's that time. We have 25s, 24s now, newer pre-owned stuff that's never hit the lot here. We brought it up here. Major, major savings going on right now. Make sure you take advantage of those savings.
And they can do it all right there, Pete. They got the financing, you've got the trade-in, and interest rates are really good right now, right?
Absolutely. Make sure you take advantage of them. Low interest, we haven't seen in a long time. That means the lower the rate, the better the payment that you can afford every month. Make sure you go on our website, wheelwayautoswithans.com, fill out our credit application, and we'll get you a financing and drive one home today. 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Businesses across the state counting on $1.5 billion in federal funding are finding out it's not coming. The money had been approved to help pay for energy-saving projects, solar and wind development, technology innovation, and more. The Department of Energy is now reportedly canceling those awards. One group that is getting a boost in federal funding, AI data center developers. The new federal budget lets tech companies claim more upfront tax breaks on data center equipment, facilities, and production lines. And it appears to be working. Microsoft recently announced what it calls the world's most powerful AI data center planned for Mount Pleasant. But environmental groups warn unfettered AI development could cause lasting harm to our natural resources. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special, you might be on one of our state's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a shower or two possible. Our high right around 44 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid-20s for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
And our day of giving continues. Jason and Robert are, tell you what, you guys stop on by with all that good food anytime. You know, we're here all the time. Good to see both of you. And Robert, this is a very exciting day, I think, for and Jason, of course, to raising funds is very important. But the awareness, I think, is really the important part of what we're doing here today, and just make people aware of what His House of Hope is all about. Because I know you guys run into it all the time. You tell people, you know, what you're doing, and they're like, oh, never heard of that before. Yeah. And you're like, really? Never heard of that before. But that's just the way in the world we live in now. So that awareness is very important for the community, isn't it?
Yeah, I agree with you. There's still lots of people that has no clue that we exist, you know, and days like this is very important for us and our mission.
Yeah, and, you know, financial part isn't the be-all and end-all, but I think what the financial part does for people when people are donating and helping out is if you guys, I think, can focus on what your mission is and what you want it to be and can spend less time maybe worrying about, you know, the bills being paid, I think that's a big part of what you do, right? Allows you to do your focus a little bit better, right, Robert?
Oh, 100%. I hate fundraising, to be honest. It's cool to make relationships with people, but my goal as being executive director is seeing people set free, walking with these guys as a person that has walked their walk, and lifting them up. And as I tell everyone, I'll walk through a fire with you, but I won't walk into the fire without you. And what I mean by that is that I'll carry these guys as far as they want to be carried, but once they stop trying to improve themselves, I kind of let off a little bit. But man, if we could just not have financial issues, that would be such a huge thing, because then we could do so much more impact just with the guys alone.
So with our goal today, I mean, let's say we raise $20,000 today. What does that mean for His House of Hope when I say that to you?
Oh, that speechless right now because that's a lot of money. It would be able to go into our budget so that we would be able to continue on growing. At this point in time, to be honest, if we didn't have any more money coming in with the amount of our budget, that we'd be closed by 2026. But due to the fact of gracious givers giving, when God calls them to, we're able to keep the door open. And it's a little stressful at times, I'd have to say. Mm-hmm. But it really shows that we have to lean on Christ for these things. So $20,000 would give us many months to be able to keep housing these guys, feeding these guys, and loving on these guys so that they can be active members of society again.
Yeah, exactly. So His House of Hope is what our Day of Giving is all about here today. And you did a real good job getting some of those silent auction items, a little bit of everything out there. You can tell you're a fisherman a little bit.
Oh, really?
A lot of fishermen. Yeah, there's a few fishermen, I think. I think they'll appreciate that. Some three different guiding adventures on there, and a couple of talk about those St. Croix rods and the reels, because those are the real deal.
Really? That's really punny. Yeah, yeah. man, those reels, that reel, the Daiwa Pro-Rex, on one revolution, it's got 42.9 inches coming in, and I'm a little weird about that, but I love that.
That's
reel.
A huge ratio.
Yeah.
Wow.
So any muskie fisherman out there, this is the reel that you need. The muskie rod's an 8.5 foot bait cast rod, and it is beautiful. It's a beautiful rod, especially if you're trying to do those figure eights. It's easier to do that with a longer handle on the bottom. But no one bid on it, because I might have to take that home.
All the specs are at the 98qcountry.com. Click on His House of Hope and auction. All the specs are on there. So yeah, folks listening, if you're a big fisherman, musky fisherman, this is a great way to make a donation to a great place like His House of Hope and get a musky rod and reel back. So put a $500 bill or more on that, and you got yourself a nice donation to His House of Hope, and you got yourself 42, whatever your fishing talk was there. You know, I don't know about that stuff. But the fishermen know. And those little guided service, for those of you who like to fish a little bit but maybe don't catch the fish you want, those guys, Cervenka, John Carlson, you're going to catch fish.
Oh, yeah.
With those guys,
that's
right?
The one I'm going to need then, because I have not nailed down the fish since I moved up here, man. I can do it in Missouri, but not up here. So I'm going to use every help I can get.
Yeah. Well, we like to make this Day of Giving informative. We'll continue to do that, but fun, too, with those auction items. So please consider bidding on some of those. Bid full of those gift certificates. Somebody already bid $10 on the $10 Dollar General one, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
to go full or over the amount on that. So Robert and Jason will continue to talk with you. You have some more guests coming in through the day too.
Oh, a lot more.
Yeah,
and some sandwiches. So.
And some sandwiches too. Exactly. We're having a good time, and I hope you'll stay with us doing things for a good cause. HOHPhillips.org, the website, if you want more information on His House of Hope here on the Day of Giving.
98Q Country.
You got no idea, you're going way too fast. You're trying not to think about what went wrong, trying not to stop till you get where you're going. You're trying to stay awake, so I bet you turn on the radio and the song goes,
I can't live without you, I can't live without you, baby. I can't live without you, I can't live without you, baby. Cell phone in your shotgun seat. Yeah, I bet you're bending God's ear talking about me.
Try not to let the first tear fall out. Try not to think about turning around. You try not to get lost in the sound. But that song is always on, so you sing along.
I can't live without you. I can't live without you, baby. I can't live without you. I can't live without you, baby.
Reality Radio, sports play-by-play, all at 98qcountry.com.
Billy man, come on, 6 o'clock news, say somebody been shot. Somebody's been abused. Somebody blew up a building. Somebody stole a car. Somebody got away. Somebody didn't get too far. Yeah, they didn't get too far.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had to answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall oak tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street for all the people to see.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. We got too many gangsters doing dirty deeds,
too much corruption and crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground.
Send them all to their maker and he'll settle them down.
You can bet he'll settle them down. Cause justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke
settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying, whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. You know, justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing, whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
AQ Country.
Even now in my arms, still won't hear my alone. But darling, this time let your memories die. When you hold me tonight, don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes, let it be me. Don't pretend it's him in some fantasy. Darling, just once let yesterday go. Find more love than you've ever known. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight. Don't close your eyes. Maybe been a fool, holding on all this time, lying here in your arms, knowing he's in your mind. But I keep hoping someday that you'll see the light. Let it be me tonight. Don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Let it be me. Don't pretend it's him in some fantasy. Darling, just once let yesterday go, and you'll find more love than you've ever known. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight, and don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Darling, just once let yesterday go, and you'll find more love than you've ever known. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight, and don't close your eyes. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight, and don't close your eyes.
Keith Whitley in 98Q Country, our day of giving for his House of Hope. And we're going to give Mike McKay the day off today. I told him to go just take a nap, and we're going to cover it. Gray's going to be in a little bit later on today, and we're going all the way till 6 o'clock tonight. Again, raising funds and awareness for his House of Hope in Phillips. Check him out at hohphillips.org. His House of Hope is capturing men out of addiction to faithful success. And it's a wonderful facility. I hope you'll consider supporting it a couple different ways. Now, you can pledge cold hard cash. That's fine, to help with the daily expenses of the house just south of Phillips. And you can do that by just giving us a call, 715-762-3221. You can pledge it. Several people have already done that through the Civic Media app, the same one you use to text us for contests. You can also email wcqm@civicmedia.us. Just tell us what you want to pledge and make it good by a week from tomorrow. A week from Friday, we usually give it a week out to try to wrap things up. You can have some fun bidding on items, too. Our silent auction items are live. And if you see something you want to bid on, use the same process that I just mentioned to bid on items. I see we have an opening bid on one of the St. Croix rods. And we got gift certificates and all kinds. I think there's 4, 8, 12, 16, 18 different items that you can bid on. And when you see something you want to bid on, again, app, call, or email, just tell us what you want to bid and who you are. And we have to do that manually right now. It's kind of a new website, and the items are there, very descriptive. I like the website, but I just got it too late to figure it out. So check that out, 98qcountry.com, His House of Hope, right on the front page, auction at the top. Take a look in there. I think there's maybe some things you can help out. Bidding-wise, to raise money, our goal is $15,000. $12,000 of that is going to be matched already. And where are we at right now? We're at $3,490 that has been pledged or turned in already. Whether it's a $1 bill, it'll be doubled. $5 bill, it'll be doubled. $10 bill, it'll be doubled. You get the point. All of it will be doubled. It's a chance for you to help out a great facility, His House of Hope in Phillips, and we will be talking more with Pastor Jason and Mr. Robert Knack coming up here in just a little bit here and talking more with folks involved on this Day of Giving with 98Q Country.
Over 30 years, Lynn Stunkel has had his mind in the gutter. Literally, as the owner of Complete Rain Gutters, he knows gutters inside and out. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
The Park Falls Chamber of Commerce invites you to Old Day Park for an afternoon of spooky family fun. On Saturday, October 25th, starting at 11 a.m., the giant pumpkin drop. You can watch it splat and take seeds to grow your own. There's the Phillips Children's Museum, the Trunk or Treat, the Trail of Treats downtown, pumpkin decorating, music by DJ Toby Johansson, and the Halloween Pooch Pageant at 3 p.m. Sponsored by Forward Bank, Park Falls McDonald's, Northwest Community Credit Union, Super One Foods, and the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. I will count on you being there. Ha, 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 ha.
Ready to start your next home project? ABC Home Expert has you covered. Now open in Park Falls at 500 Birch Street in the newly remodeled former Wakefield Chiropractic Building. Whether it's updating one room or tackling a full home remodel, ABC is your one-stop shop for expert advice, quality materials, and dependable contractors. They offer free quotes, 3D designs, and projects completed on time and on budget, all backed by a 2-year warranty. ABC Home Expert. Call 715-890-8088 or stop in today. From design to done, it's as easy as ABC.
Honeyline Station BP with bait and tackle is geared up for the fall fishing season. And yes, musky suckers are in stock now. Stop in for St. Croix rods, tackle, and all the live bait you need to reel in that big musky before the snow flies. Between Fifield and Minocqua, it's your one stop for fuel, groceries, snacks, lottery tickets, propane, firewood, and more. Plus, DNR licensing and vehicle registrations. Open 7 days a week from 6 to 9 on Highway 70 West in Minocqua.
Northwoods Community Credit Union is a financial institution that has been helping families since 1953, offering competitive loan rates, mobile banking, online bill pay, remote deposit, savings incentives for your children. The list goes on. Hi, I'm Sally. That is some serious trust you have put in the hands of our experienced financial team since 1953. Today, I invite you to stop in and inquire about our services and put your financial needs in the hands of a trusted financial institution. So tomorrow, you will be at ease knowing Northwoods Community Credit Union in Park Falls and Ashland has put you, the member, first. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
With other language learning apps, I was just playing games. I wasn't really learning. Babbel's different.
Babbel was designed by over 200 language learning experts to be the most effective way to learn another language.
Every time I open the app, I can choose to work on my writing, speaking, or listening. And it saves my mistakes for me to review, so I'm constantly improving. Before Babbel, I thought I just wasn't good with languages. But now I'm speaking French. Tout ça, c'est grâce à Babbel.
Save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription when you sign up at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
98Q Country.
I ain't saying that I always sleep alone. I ain't saying that I ain't met no one else. Done a little bit of midnight moving on. And I ain't saying when I do that it don't help. Leave with someone I don't know her name. Pull her real close, but I leave some space. Hey, I can forget you, girl, for good. Even though I should, I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple times
trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. Always take it to the edge, then I back it up. They don't know I got a reason for acting up. I ain't felt a damn thing, baby, after us. Yeah, I'm just hoping you'll come back to us. That's wishful thinking, baby, honestly. But I know you ain't forgotten me, so I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. Leave with someone I don't know her name. Pull her real close, but I leave some space. Yeah, I could have three words on my tongue, but I won't ever say them, cause I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case.
This is Leanne Womack.
And new stars shine.
Hey, it's Shaboozy.
It is the best ever.
98Q Country.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News.
News. I'm Sherry Preston. FBI Director Kash Patel announcing a far-reaching federal investigation into NBA players, coaches, and others.
This is an illegal gambling operation and sports rigging operation that spanned the course of years. The FBI led a coordinated takedown across 11 states to arrest over 30 individuals today responsible for this case, which is very much ongoing.
He says tens of millions of dollars in fraud and theft have been taking place amid accusations that those players, coaches, and others used inside information to place sports bets. Government shutdown now in day 23. Money to help pay for food assistance will run out next weekend, but Democrats and Republicans say no new talks are expected. The Trump administration stepping up attacks on what it says are drug smuggling boats, but providing no evidence of that. 9 deadly drone strikes so far. Demolition of the White House East Wing continues. It's expected to be completely taken down by this coming weekend. This is ABC News.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a shower or two possible. Our high right around 44 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid-20s for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
98 Q Country. On at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.